Worcester Culture Watch, a podcast connecting you with the local culture scene in Worcester. Arts, entertainment, music, and more.
Worcester Culture Watch from the Worcester Telegram and Gazette.
Hello and welcome to Worcester Culture Watch on Telegram.com. I'm Victor Infante, entertainment editor for the Worcester Telegram and Gazette. In a bit, I'll be talking to entertainment reporter Richard Duckett about the upcoming Bachathon and a few other events. But first, I'm here with intern Maggie Flaherty. Hi, Maggie.
Hi, how are you?
Good. And we're going to be talking about one of my favorite topics, Batman. That's right. We're all about the serious high culture here on Worcester Culture Watch. Now, longtime listeners of the podcast have heard me nerd out about Batman before, but Maggie, why don't you tell us why we're talking about the Caped Crusader today?
All right. So in 2019, Batman actually turns 80 years old.
80.
And also, DC Comics is releasing the 1,000th issue of Batman Detective Comics.
Yep, which, of course, was the first appearance of Batman in 1938. Okay, I'll stop with the nerdness now.
So, as a result, Last Entertainment and DC Comics events everywhere are having special midnight releases for Batman Detective Comics issue number 1,000. And there's a bunch of different variant covers, and the issue is 96 pages long. And it takes you through Batman's past, present, future, and there's special characters that come up throughout.
Excellent. So you're saying it's a series of separate stories, or is it part of an ongoing story?
So there's multiple different stories by a bunch of famous Batman writers and artist teams.
Mm. Okay, and so what would you think I'm going to correct myself because I said 1938 earlier, and it should be 1939, and 1938 was Superman. I have just lost so much nerd cred, it is not even funny right now. But what do you think the appeal of a character like Batman is over the long term?
I think his character has endured so long and has had such a cultural impact because he has a double life and his superpowers aren't... he doesn't have any superpowers. Mm. He kind of has that humanity and he has that flawed nature that we all have. So I think that audiences can relate to him in that way because in a sense, he's kind of just like us and he's a little more fallible than other superheroes.
Indeed, indeed. And I would imagine the staff at That's Entertainment is excited for the event.
Oh, definitely. They're really excited to see the turnout with the cosplay. Mm. They say they've had a bunch of cool characters show up throughout the year. So they said the Joker's a favorite, but they're hoping to get some really cool offbeat villains like Mr. Freeze.
Now, I have been to events at That's Entertainment before where people have come out in full force in cosplay, and it can be like walking into San Diego Comic-Con. It really can on a good day. They have, and now have you actually been up to the store yet?
I have not, but I'm hoping to go on Tuesday.
Okay. Now, That's Entertainment is up there on Park Avenue, on the corner of Park Avenue and Lois Lane. If you're a long-time reader of the Telegram and Gazette, you will remember the saga of having that street renamed. The That's Entertainment paid to have the side street renamed Lois Lane because everybody thought it would be funny. And it was, as it turns out. But it's also much more memorable than whatever it was before. That's Entertainment is a pretty cool, eclectic store. It's not just a comic shop, though. There are rather a lot of comic books there. It's got a full selection of pop culture memorabilia and toys and books and books by local authors and... All kinds of things going on in there. So it's a really neat store. And if listeners haven't checked it out yet, I really suggest that they do because it's a fun place and they're really fun folks. So what was there anything else that we should be keeping in mind in this Batman 80th anniversary?
So That's Entertainment has a bunch of different events planned throughout the night. So there is a Batman-themed variety show, and they're welcoming any and all performers from music to poetry to ventriloquism.
They're doing a Batman talent show, basically.
And Batman's hosting it, Batman himself.
This is on Tuesday.
And this is on Tuesday from 9 to 11 p.m.
Oh, goodness gracious. Something might have to happen with this. Okay, so what else have they got going on in there?
So they have the variety show. They have a bunch of door prizes throughout the night. The first 25 people that show up will get a Batman and Catwoman wedding picture. Mm-hmm. I think it's a wedding picture, but I know it's of Batman and Catwoman.
Yeah.
And that's the first 25 guests. And also there is a 20% to 30% off sale on all retail items under $300. So very exciting things going on.
That's gonna be a fun night. I get the feeling that's gonna be an exciting show, and of course, a midnight release is always a big deal because very few comics get that sort of buzz and excitement. You know, people there's regular comic book fan anticipation, and then there's something that's real special. And this really feels more like a cultural event than just a niche comic event, so I'm excited about that. And of course, for those who are following, who are not reading the comic books, which is the judging by comic book number sales numbers is probably fewer, probably most people. I would suggest this is a good one to grab. Not just because I don't like the whole collectible idea. I don't like people buying a comic book because it might be valuable in the future. That's a really silly reason to buy anything. I think this is a good opportunity to pick one up and say, hey, this is what's happening with comics now, because they're a lot smarter than they used to be. And there's some really good work being done out there. And some of the work being done on the Batman series right now is really a lot of fun. That being said, other things you could do to celebrate Batman's 80th anniversary. The TV show Gotham is entering its last few episodes. So that will be finishing next month. That's the WB's, or was it the WB's? Is that, what channel is that on? Fox. That's on Fox. That's on Fox's Batman prequel TV show. That'll be ending very, very soon. So anyways, that about wraps that up.
All right, thank you.
Thank you for coming on. All right, we'll be back in a minute with more, but right now this is Enemies Now by the Furies. We're back. You have been listening to the song Enemies Now by the Furies. They'll be the headliners at the Midnight Mystery Cabaret at 11 p.m. March 30th at Nick's Bar and Restaurant, hosted by myself and featuring performers from the Dirty Jaron Poetry Show, the Federation of Belligerent Writers, Queens of Worcester, Songwriters Mind, Woot Nanny, and more. Now, to change our pace a little bit here from our earlier conversation, I'm here with Richard Duckett. Hi, Richard.
Hello, Victor.
And we're going to be talking about something a little bit more classical. So what's back, as it were?
Well, as we speak, which is Thursday, March 21st, today is J.S. Bach's 334th birthday. So happy birthday,
Bach. I didn't realize it was today.
Yes, today. And on Saturday, March 23rd in Worcester, there's going to be a Bachathon put on by the Worcester chapter of the American Guild of Organists at Trinity Lutheran Church. And it's going to be going on from 9 a.m. in the morning till 9 in the evening, 22 performances. As far as people I was talking to are aware, this is the first all-day Bachathon we've had in Worcester in quite a while. But there's something about Bach that seems to inspire these events.
In the past, I've tried to wrestle with the durability, as it were. You know, why this music still speaks to us. I mean, aside from its brilliance, obviously, there's just this spark that seems to really just continue on.
It's adaptable, I should say, too. It's been set to Moog music in the 1960s. Shows up in all sorts of films, including famously Fantasia, but Silence of the Lambs, the Toccata and Fugue organ piece, played every Halloween, you know.
Yeah.
You think of Vincent Price going mad on the organ and that sort of thing. You know, there's a wide range of it. Yeah, it can be very secular, it can be very religious, sublime. So he wrote a lot. He had a job in Leipzig where his employers were a bit demanding. He had to write something for every Sunday to be performed for 30 minutes. He had to write something for special holy days, weddings, baptisms of the nobility, and he had to teach as well. So he was a busy man.
Wow, I actually never knew that. He was kept to that demanding of a pace by contractual obligation.
Well, yes, yeah. Those employers weren't particularly enlightened, much like today, we could say.
Indeed, but let's not talk about that.
The Bachathon is a unique event here, but we've had some other unique events, including for the past 3 years at Clark University, we've had All Bach All Weekend, which is this year in January. It was five performances over the course of Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Mm. And a couple of years ago, we had Bach and Beer
at
Wormtown Brewery, where three Bach cello suites were paired with three of Wormtown's beers.
That really is adaptable there, isn't it?
And Peter Krasinski, he's an internationally renowned organist, he's giving the final concert on the 23rd. But prior to coming to Worcester, he's attending a Bach birthday lunch in Boston.
Oh, wow.
So, and these things will be going on all over the world weekend, because there's always a lot going on the weekend following his birthday.
And with good reason. Now, just to hone in a little bit on the event at Trinity Lutheran, what are some of the groups that will be performing there?
Yeah, well, although it's being put on by the Worcester chapter of the American Guild of Organists, and with that, of course, there will be a lot of organists performing, some very well-known ones besides Peter Krasinski. But there's plenty of other music, too. They'll have the Worcester Chamber Music Society, then Youth Pro Musica of Greater Boston will actually be putting on a play about Bach's second wife, a play with music.
Oh.
Maria Ferranti, who of Worcester will be the guest soprano. There'll be the WPI Chamber Ensemble, Harmony Transverse Flute Ensemble. There'll be piano recital, harpsichord recital. So there's a lot of things.
Excellent, excellent. So that is probably the biggest classical music event coming up, but we've got some other things coming up, including a production of Swan Lake that seems noteworthy.
Yeah, well, this will be now 10 years since the Russian National Ballet first came to the Hanover Theater. Their first performance in 2009 was Swan Lake, and now they and their sister company, they have a sister company called the Moscow Festival Ballet.
Okay.
They've been coming to Worcester ever since, presented by Music Worcester. They've been doing ballets such as Giselle and Sleeping Beauty. And the company was formed in Moscow, the companies, I should say, were formed in Moscow in 1989 with the idea of staying true to the original choreography and staying true to the long-standing traditions of the Bolshoi Ballet. So it's a very traditional performance, but that's a good thing in many respects, because these performances have endured, like Bach, for a reason. And the reason here is that they're really beautiful to watch, fully costumed, and really, and the music of Tchaikovsky is hauntingly beautiful in Swan Lake
as
well.
It is. It's absolutely gorgeous.
So I was there 10 years ago for the first one, and that was crowded and got a standing ovation. And they're now yearly annual visitors.
Yeah, and I would imagine they still have a very popular following.
Yes.
Okie doke. Well, on that note, I think I just want to take a second to note a couple other events that are coming up here in the near future. You can find more information about all of these in our Go and Sunday Act and our Friday Living section. A couple things coming up, though. Hometown comedy hero Orlando Baxter, who is probably the biggest comedian to come out of Worcester since Dennis Leary, I would think. Really, he's doing gangbusters these days. He's got a four-night stint at the Wuhaha Comedy Club. Now it's up to five. They've really added a show.
Wow.
At least three of the shows have sold out.
My goodness.
So he's doing pretty well over there. Yeah, I think people are excited to see him in that setting.
Yeah.
Because
yeah,
that's the thing. It's like you can see a lot of local comedians pretty much any night of the week. There's local comedy. Orlando does at least a few shows in town every year. But I think it's that thought of seeing him in an actual comedy club is proving really appealing. A couple other great shows coming up. The screening of To Kill a Mockingbird, that's going to be at the Blackstone Valley 14 Cinema Deluxe in Millbury and a few other local theaters. And on a sadder note, the Laughs and Loves, a benefit for Andy, will help raise voices for Ramon Andy Rodriguez, who was the victim of a February car crash. Some of the large number of local comedians and drag performers will be performing on two shows on March 22nd. The first show came pretty close to selling out, so they've added a second show. I think it might have sold out by now. And both of those will be at Bull Mansion. And admission is $10. So we've got a lot going on. All right. With that in mind, you have been listening to Worcester Culture Watch. For more, read our arts and entertainment coverage in the Worcester Telegram and Gazette and online at telegram.com. As always, our music was composed by DJ Manipulator. Thanks, and we'll be back.